Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 31. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Thomas. Herzlich willkommen zurück.
Thomas, it's been some time since you've been here in the studio with us.
Ja, ich glaube, ein paar Jährchen könnte man sagen.
Ein paar Jährchen. So one or two little years or something like that. But no, it's great to have you back here with us. Ich bin sehr froh, dass du hier mit uns bist.
Ja, ich finde es auch so schön. Es fühlt sich etwas komisch an nach so langer Zeit, aber ich bin sehr aufgeregt und ich freue mich auf die Geschichte, die wir aufnehmen und diskutieren.
Also, we are delighted to have Thomas back with us and we are looking forward to these next 10 episodes of our Coffee Break German Season 3 course. Now, Thomas, something different is happening in these last 10 episodes.
Yeah, we are listening to a very, very exciting and I think very well-written story about two twins who are just about finished their last year in school and are deciding what they are going to do with their future. So in the next 10 episodes, we will be taken through the whole story and we will obviously have a look at like the grammar and the vocab that's used in the story. And I think it's quite a lot of advanced German, so there's a lot to discuss.
Now, of course, this story that we're going to be sharing over the next 10 episodes is not just a random story because it has been created with lots of elements of Coffee Break German Season 3 in it. So all of the topics that we've been discussing, these will come up naturally and help us understand the story. And of course, it will give us further practice of all of these tricky points. And I'm really looking forward to being tested by the story.
Yes, I've been really impressed how advanced the level actually is in this text and like how far your German has come.
Well, it is. I mean, you were with us back in season one many years ago, so hopefully things have improved a little.
Definitely. From what I've seen so far, yes, definitely.
Also, bist du bereit?
Ja, lass uns anfangen, Marc.
So we're going to listen to the chapter being read by Oliveira and we will follow the text as we're listening. And then afterwards, we'll talk through what happens in the text with some English explanations. Of course, we'll go through it in detail in our bonus episode, but I'll tell you more about that later. Also hören wir uns die Geschichte an.
Genau.
11 Uhr. Im Gang ist es vollkommen still. Nur einige Etagen weiter oben hört man jemanden leise schnaufend die Treppen hinaufgehen. Marian schaut nervös auf seine Uhr. Der Minutenzeiger hat Punkt 11 Uhr schon vor einer knappen Minute verlassen. Lucy hätte doch schon um 10.55 Uhr fertig sein sollen. Im selben Moment öffnet sich die Tür und Lucy strahlt vor lauter Aufregung und Freude grinsend ihren Zwillingsbruder Marian an, der sie erwartungsvoll anschaut. 14 Punkte, quietscht sie zufrieden und Marian umarmt sie erleichtert. Ich hab's dir doch gesagt. Deine Präsentation war jedes Mal, als du sie zu Hause vorgetragen hast, einfach nur spitze. Lucy kann es selbst noch nicht fassen. Mit der bestandenen mündlichen Abiturprüfung hat soeben ihre Schulkarriere geendet. Erst nach einigen Momenten packt sie ihren Bruder an der Schulter und fragt: Ja, und was ist mit dir? Wie lief's? Du sagst ja gar nichts. 12, antwortet Marianne zögernd. Hey, jetzt mach doch nicht so ein langes Gesicht. 12 ist immer noch super, ermutigt ihn seine Schwester aufgeregt. Doch so ganz überzeugt ist Marianne nicht. Naja, so wird es sehr knapp mit den Punkten für die UCLA. Quatsch, wir haben doch gestern ausgerechnet, dass du mit 12 wahrscheinlich noch drin bist. Marians Gesicht wird wieder etwas unbeschwerter. Entspann dich. Wir haben es endlich hinter uns. Jetzt bleibt nichts anderes übrig, als uns endlich zu entspannen und ordentlich zu feiern. Wir haben es uns echt verdient. Komm! Und schon zieht sie Marian an der Hand hinter sich die Treppen herunter. Erleichtert und voller Vorfreude verlassen die Zwillinge das Schulgebäude und gesellen sich zu den anderen im Park hinter der Schule, wo ihre Freundinnen und Freunde sie schon mit lauter Musik erwarten und ihnen mit einer Sektflasche zuwinken.
Sehr interessant. I have to say, there's quite a lot in here that I didn't understand. I think we're going to go through it in detail, but I feel that it's a different type of language that we're used to.
Yes, I would say it's a lot more because it's not spoken German, it's written German, and there's a lot of more metaphors and like flowery language. So I think there's some things that are said in a really nice way, but they are at the start hard to understand because it's not something like as a German would necessarily speak.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the purpose of this is to prepare us for reading that kind of German, be that in novels, be that in other contexts, in the newspaper, for example, that whole idea of being more used to different types of German at this high level.
Exactly. It's definitely something you would find in books or in newspapers where you use lots of different adjectives to describe the same thing that you might not come across naturally in like easier texts.
Good. Okay, so as I said earlier, we're going to go through this in detail in our bonus episode. But for now, let's talk a little about what's happened in this story. I've understood some of it. I've got the gist, I think. As you said, we were listening to a story about two people receiving their exam results at this point. Let's talk a little about what happened.
The story starts with Marian, who's the twin brother, waiting in the school corridor, and he's waiting for his twin sister, Lucy, who is running a little bit late.
Yeah, I have to admit, I get a little confused because typically in English-speaking countries, Marianne is a girl's name, whereas in German-speaking countries, Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N,
exactly,
is a boy's name. Okay, no, so she's coming along the corridor and she's happy, isn't she?
Yes, so then she comes out of the door and she's absolutely delighted. She's ecstatic and she's shout 14 Punkte.
So I picked up the 14 Punkte. I knew that she had got 14 points in her. What was the word for the it's an oral exam, isn't it?
Yes, it's the mündliche Abiturprüfung. So mündlich, the oral, and Abitur is what is your final set of exams that you write or have before you graduate from school.
Mm-hmm. And the key thing there with the mündliche is the Mund, your mouth.
Genau, der Mund. And it's actually, so 15 points is the maximum. So she's so delighted because she got 14 out of 15 points. And Marion then just congratulates her and says like he was sure she would get that many points because he actually listened to the presentation when she was practicing at home.
Excellent. So what about Marianne, Lucy's brother? How did he get on with his Abitur?
Well, we come across that and he just says 12. So he had 12 points out of 15, which is still really, really good. But then he makes a langes Gesicht, a bit of a long face, because he's not entirely happy with his result. And he's actually worried that it will be enough to get into the UCLA.
Yeah, so the University of California, Los Angeles, I think.
Genau. But Lucy kind of then afterwards like encourages him. So, oh, that will definitely be enough. Don't worry about it. And talks about that they finally finished basically their school career. And it's now time to relax and celebrate.
And I think at the end, I seem to remember they headed out of the school and headed towards the park where their friends are waiting and they're all celebrating together.
Exactly. She kind of drags him out of the school and they are already like waving with bottles of sparkling wine and have the music already on. So like they're going to that celebration phase of their school career.
Good stuff. Okay. So as I said, we'll go through it in detail in our bonus episodes. Now, Thomas, just before we leave this text, there's one expression that I really did recognize in here, and that was entspann dich. It's kind of like relax, isn't it?
Genau, relax, like calm down.
So what's the infinitive there?
So we have entspannen or sich entspannen is the reflexive one. And then we're using the imperative to kind of give the command, the instruction, relax. Relax yourself if you want to use like the reflexive part.
Yeah. And are there other ways of saying that? You know, chill out, calm down. What else could we say in German?
So you can totally use chill in German as well.
Okay.
Well, you can also say phrases like keine Sorge, no worries, kein Problem, no problem.
Yeah.
Or something very similar to entspann dich is beruhig dich, which comes from sich beruhigen, to calm yourself down.
So sich beruhigen.
Genau, and then it's the same with beruhig dich, using the imperative and still the reflexive.
So
noun.
Is the word Ruhe in there, like silence?
Yeah, genau.
Okay, beruhig dich.
Genau, and you can also calm somebody else dann so, er beruhigt den Hund, like he's calming the dog down.
Good. Okay. So we're almost finished this episode, but as ever, there is still time for eine Kleinigkeit. So Thomas, what have you got for today's Kleinigkeit?
It actually matches really well what we just discussed about the keine Sorge, kein Problem, and the phrase is alles in Butter.
Alles in Butter. So literally everything in butter.
Everything in butter, genau.
So what does this mean?
It means that everything is okay. No worries, like, it's good.
Okay, where does it come from?
So there are two versions. One is that if you cooked with butter, you were using the more expensive product butter instead of margarine or oil. So you're saying like it's in a good quality, everything is, you're doing it to the best possible.
Right, so there's no problem about it, it's going to be really good.
So it was like a mark of quality. If a chef said, oh, it's alles in Butter gekocht, it was cooked with butter instead of like cheap alternatives.
So that's one theory.
Yes, I like the other one better. And is that back in the days, they used butter, melted butter, to transport expensive glasses and porcelain.
Ah.
So they would put the things in the melted butter, then let it harden, and then transport the hardened butter block to keep things from breaking.
Wow, I love it. Alles in Butter. That's a really good one. I like that second theory as well. So we can remember alles in Butter. We can remember keine Sorge, kein Problem, beruhig dich.
Genau, oder entspann dich. So yeah, you would often hear the term like, kein Problem, alles in Butter. Like used just after another. It's like, no problem, everything is okay.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to leave it there. And don't forget that if you'd like to get access to our bonus materials, and that includes the full discussion of the entire text, when we'll go through every line and talk about it, along with the lesson notes and the video version and all of our translation challenges, you can head to the Coffee Break Academy at coffeebreakacademy.com to access the Coffee Break German Season 3 course. For now, Thomas, vielen Dank.
Sehr gerne. Ich bin gespannt, wie die Geschichte weitergeht.
Also, tschüss, bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.